Groucho was naturally sharp-tongued. Chico loved to take off the Italians he'd fought as a street kid in New York. But how did Harpo end up as the mime? Bill explains.
Harpo, all of a sudden, one day, stopped talking. And it was because of a lousy review he got the night before when he was talking. Dad's review was that his pantomime was wonderful, but when he opened his mouth to speak, he ruined the image. Dad took it to heart, and he just stopped talking, and they found out right away that it worked great for the act, and so they stayed with it.
Harpo made a career of not talking. In some ways, his whole persona is one of the most thorough surreal jokes of all time. He'd even do radio shows and not talk. But what did he actually sound like when he talked, which he did all the time in real life? Well, you're about to find out, because we've unearthed a recording of him talking about his early days on the road when he was thrown out of a brothel.
One night I'm playing, and I felt sick, and I practically keeled off the stool, and she said, "Get that son of a bitch back on that stool, play." There was a couple of customers there. So again, I fell off the stool. She says, "What the hell is the matter with him?" to one of the girls. And she said, "Well, he must be sick." So they sent for a doctor, and he looked at me, the doctor, and he said, "He's got the measles." She says, "Get him the hell out of here. I don't want any sick Jews around me."
The voice of Harpo Marx, a perfect voice for radio. You're listening to The Birth of Screen Comedy on BBC Radio 2.